Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting.
Well, good morning. It's a sunshiny day, and it's time for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Beginning the hour, the sounds of Holland-based artist Blodzen. With piano in hand, we'll hear the title track to his release from last year. Actually, just over a year ago this album was put out. We'll hear Heavy Flowers. Before we get to that, another one, a fine spin from last year, A.C. Newman's Shut Down the Streets. We'll hear a track from that as well. We're going to start off with the new one by Spirits and the Melchizedek Children. From the new release, So Happy It's Sad, this is Songbird's Grave. Thank you.
left of you. Be my downfall, shepherd's son. Heavy flowers we become. Cut the
from Holland. That's Blaudzen with the title track to Heavy Flowers, came out last year. Prior to that, also a release from 2013, A.C. Newman from the New Pornographers, who had a solo release, Shut Down the Streets and You Could Get Lost Out Here. And we began with the new release by Spirits and the Melchizedek Children from their release So Happy It's Sad and Songbird's Grave. Here at 14 minutes past the hour, you're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, on the web at krvs.org. Looking at the weather, sunny, beautiful on the outside today. High of about 66 degrees, winds from the south at 10 to 15. Clear overnight with a low of 51, and on Wednesday, another sunny day, a high of 73. Currently, it's fair, beautiful, 55 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This Wednesday at the Center for Louisiana Studies, they'll be hosting a roundtable discussion on documentary filmmaking in Oliver Hall Auditorium, room 112 at 3 p.m. Filmmakers Jerry Sansone, Scott Caro, and Bill Robeson will share their experience making documentary films. They'll be talking about the documentary McCree, 1971, the rock festival that happened on the Atchafalaya back in that year. And also the film they did called Louisiana During World War II. Again, that's at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, March 19th, in Oliver Hall Auditorium, room 112, at 3 p.m. And speaking of films, the Cane Fire Classic Film Series resumes at the Acadiana Center for the Arts next Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. They'll be showing Woody Allen's big breakthrough film, Annie Hall. I mean, he was already a big star, but I should say a turning point in his filmmaking career, Annie Hall. 7:30 p.m. at the James Munkus Theater. I'd be happy to give away a pair of tickets to caller number 4 here at the studio line. Our number is 482-6991, 482-6991. Caller number 4 wins a free pair of tickets to see Annie Hall next Monday, 7:30 p.m. at the ACA. Speaking of the new pornographers with A.C. Newman, another member of that group is Tracy Bonham. Let's go back almost 10 years to her solo release, Blink the Brightest, and this is I Was Born Without You.
Until someone loves you, then you're two people, maybe more. 'Cause it's not just how much I love you, it's how much of you I adore. I came into this world without you, I'm going out the way I came in. And in this life, if I cannot have you, let the roadrunner chase begin. I walk these streets before I ever knew your name. And now since you've been here, they'll never look the same. I was born without you. I was born without you. I was born without you. Why can't I live without you now? It was the first day I can't remember, or the big day that I forgot. Coming into this world of wonder, all I know is it hurt a lot. Now if that's what it takes to meet you, that's as much pain as I'll allow. If I got through the worst without you, why the hell can I do it now? I was born without you. I was born without you. I was born without you. Why can't I live without you now? I was born without you. I was born without you. I was born without you. Why can't I live without you now?
Great tune from George Harrison's first solo release, From All Things Must Pass, produced by Phil Spector, and the opening tune, I'd Have You Anytime. Before that, the duo, the brother-sister duo of Nino Tempo and April Stevens from the 60s with You'll Be Needing Me, Baby, from their classic release, All Strung Out. And thanks to Larry Daniel of Midnight Snack here on KRVS. Just a couple of days ago, I was posting my desire to get my hands on this record somehow, and Larry contacts me and says, I've got a copy of the LP, the old White Whale LP. So he slapped it on me, and there it is, April Stevens and Nino Tempo, You'll Be Needing Me, Baby. And we began with Tracy Bonham with I Was Born Without You from her 2005 release, Blink the Brightest. Tracy Bonham, oh, in the early days of the Medicine Ball Caravan, almost, 13 years ago or so, or maybe more like 15 years ago now, Tracy Bonham was a guest here, one of my first guests who performed live right here on the Caravan in the Cypress Lake Studios. You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. We've got music up ahead from the New Orleans group The Shiz and their new album Meet You in the Morning. We'll also hear from Lafayette's own Brass Bed. But first up, going back to 2011, not very far, just a couple of years or so, to another solo project from Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter. This is from the Atlas Sound album entitled Parallax on 4AD Records, and My Angel Is Broken. Lafayette's favorites, Brass Bed with How to Live in a Bad Dream. Doesn't that sound like The Who from 1967, during The Who Sell Out? The great track called How to Live in a Bad Dream. And before that, from New Orleans, The Shiz with Happy Enough. And we began with Atlas Sound and My Angel is Broken. Let's go to the UK, July 1969, a single on the Philips label, by the group The Open Mind.
Magic potion, soon you're gonna really feel fine. Once in a while, you will see.
The Monks, the German group from 1966 with Complication. Genius guitarist Gary Berger slamming his electric banjo, confronting his confusion, wearing black clothes, white ropes around his neck like a tie, and inverted Beatles haircuts. In other words, they had that middle shaved with the Beatle haircut. Complication by the Monks. Rest in peace, Gary Berger. Before that, also, rest in peace, Scott Ashton, drummer for the Stooges. Their 1969 debut, produced by John Cale, I Want to Be Your Dog. And we began with The Open Mind from the UK, doing Magic Potion, somewhere between freak beat and just plain hard rock. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. Her guests today are the Rayo Brothers. We're going to feature three tracks from the new album by the Los Angeles group Vertical Scratchers. Their songs average about a minute and a half. We'll listen to three of them from the new album Daughter of Everything. Again, these are Vertical Scratchers with Wait No Longer.
Wait no longer.
Raincoats with Off Duty Trip from their debut album from 1979. And before that, we heard three tracks from the Los Angeles group Vertical Scratchers. Their new album is entitled Daughter of Everything. Man, it sounds like these guys grew up listening to both the Kinks and the Buzzcocks with their sound. Wait No Longer, Turn Me Out, and Memory Shards were from the album Daughter of Everything here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced in Cypress Lake Studios live on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back. We will do this again.